A panel of state legislators has turned down a bill to legalize industrial hemp. The bill passed the House by a large majority, but hit a wall in its first hearing before the Senate Ag and Natural Resources Committee. Proponents say hemp doesn't contain THC, the component in marijuana that produces a high. They say hemp can be a good source of income for farmers and adds that surrounding states are outcompeting South Dakota. But opponents say hemp is too close to marijuana and too difficult to regulate. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray has more.
The 2014 Farm Bill has a provision that allows for the production of industrial hemp in certain cases. Proponents of the crop in South Dakota include Republican State Representative Mike Virchio. He points out that about 20 other states have passed measures allowing industrial hemp.
This is ideal for small farms, as I said, and will help drastically in a few years once it gets implemented in our farm economy. North Dakota is so far ahead of us at this point, even if we could just split half of that, I think $400 million is kind of worth pursuing for our ag community.
Opponents include Brandon Bashirs with the State Department of Agriculture. He says hemp is too difficult and costly to regulate.
Since hemp's considered a controlled substance by the federal government, there's no way for us to administer a program we feel that would not be burdensome and completely unwieldy for growers.
The South Dakota Department of Public Safety, the Attorney General's Office, and the South Dakota Sheriffs and Police Chiefs Associations are among those who rose in opposition to the bill. In rebuttal, Virchio calls opponent testimony a red herring.
And it's a little disappointing to have the Attorney General's Office, who said they were going to remain neutral, change their mind. And once this passed the House committee and the House floor with such resounding votes, it looks like the governor's office has rallied his troops and sent them up here to be in full attack.
The committee killed the bill by a narrow vote of 5-4. It's possible it could be revived by a vote on the Senate floor. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.